FM Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News.
California wildfire, West Virginia floods. I'm Elliot Francis. 200 homes have been destroyed and two people are dead as a wildfire continues to scorch 37,000 acres near Lake Isabella, California. More from correspondent Jim Roop.
This fire began Thursday afternoon and grew exponentially thanks to strong winds driving it through drought-dry brush. An elderly couple were found dead at the edge of their property over the weekend, apparently overcome as they tried to escape. Now, officials say there may be at least one other fatality. Remains that were found are so badly burned, it's still unclear if they are human or animal.
Firefighters say they're beginning to contain that blaze as six other fires burned in this busy wildfire season. Parts of West Virginia are under a flash flood watch today. The watch covers at least 25 counties already ravaged by floods that killed 24 people statewide. The National Weather Service is predicting heavy rains for areas already hit hard in the state by devastating flood. I'm Elliot Francis. Just days after the UK voted to leave the European Union, there are many aftershocks and a lot of second guessing. Correspondent Kim Hutchinson has more.
Secretary of State John Kerry meets Monday with European Union leaders in Belgium and with UK officials in London, searching for what he calls a sensible and thoughtful Brexit transition. The shockwaves from the vote are still rippling across the globe. After Friday's plunge, British markets are expected to see more losses.
The great irony of this, we lost more overnight than we paid into the European Union for the last 15 years. Financial services is what runs the city and makes a lot of the wealth that we have in this country.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Five people are dead, killed when a train crashed into a van in Colorado early Sunday. Witnesses say the van failed to yield the right of way to that train. And next month's PGA Greenbrier Classic is being canceled because of the massive flooding in West Virginia. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. First thing on a Monday morning, and there's already a serious traffic problem for commuters coming into D.C. from the southeast. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, what's going on?
Well, Bill, this investigation of this fatal crash has been going on for several hours. D.C. 295, and it is shut down in each direction. Southbound, you can't get any further than Suitland Parkway, and northbound, you're diverted at Malcolm X Avenue. And I'll have more details on what you should do coming up in traffic.
The Supreme Court's term ends today. That means justices will issue their decision on former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell's appeal in just a few hours.
The High Court has a number of options in the McDonnell appeal. Political analyst Bob Holsworth says they can uphold the corruption conviction handed down by the Fourth Circuit Court and send McDonnell to jail for accepting bribes. They could also suggest he get a new trial, or
they could simply overturn the entire law and set Bob McDonnell free.
But if McDonnell goes free, Holsworth says the court is sending a message.
That is going to be far more difficult, perhaps, to prosecute political figures for corruption.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia Senator Tim Kaine's name is being mentioned more frequently as a potential Hillary Clinton running mate. But Kaine remains apart from all the talk.
I got one job and one job only right now, and that is to work hard for Hillary Clinton so she can win, and especially in Virginia. That's the area where I've been helping her.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Kaine also said, don't believe the hype. And Fairfax County Police are setting up a safe place where online buyers and sellers can meet to complete their transactions. The so-called Exchange Zone launches today. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,401, the NASDAQ at 4708. Sports, the Nets end their seven-game losing streak with a win in Milwaukee. The O's complete the four-game sweep of the Rays. WNBA, the Mystics win. And Billy Hurley III wins the Quicken Loans National. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Attention homeowners. With this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops or something doesn't seem quite right, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's right, a free service call with any repair. That's huge savings. If your AC breaks down, ARS Rescue Router is ready to help 24 hours a day. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
The Novak team hits the home field to score big with energy savings. Carol and Bob set up for a hit with power bill savings. Bob readies a power strip to turn off items when not in use. Carol signals Bob to use an LED light bulb. Bob gives the nod. The energy-efficient LED is put into play. Oh, wait, there's a runner on the move, turning the power strip off. The Novec team has hit energy savings out of the park. Novec, your not-for-profit electric cooperative, providing winning ways to save.
5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, we'll try to get you through and options for DC 295. Like you said, an accident investigation has been ongoing for many hours now. Two cars involved, 295 southbound. You are being diverted onto the Suitland Parkway. So Suitland Parkway, that's where you're heading. Lanes are open. No access from the Suitland Parkway northbound. You're diverted before that at Malcolm X Avenue. So if you're coming southbound 295, say if you come off of 50 or the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, you are able to get to the inbound 11th Street Bridge, but you cannot get past the Suitland Parkway. If you're coming off of the freeway and the 11th Street Bridge, you are forced to go northbound on DC 295, inbound over the Douglas Bridge. If you're coming off of the Suitland Parkway, they're trying to get you across 295 and to get onto the Douglas. Now to the Wilson Bridge and around the Capitol Beltway, that's a completely different story. We're off to a quiet start. No problems on 66, the Greenway, or the toll road, 270 out of Frederick and down to the Beltway. Your travel lanes are open. I'll continue to keep you posted on 295 and when they get any lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A south breeze around today. Sunshine to fade behind some clouds later with that threat for a few scattered showers and thunder showers. 89, that thunderstorm threat lingers into the evening, then a chance of showers overnight, a warm 71. Isolated thunderstorms tomorrow, 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Stafford, 57 in Bowie, 68 degrees in Washington. The pound continues to get pounded on the global markets as the British ponder buyers' remorse over Brexit. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. It's 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
He's back. Yeah,
that's right.
Brian Wilson
I'm tan.
Is back.
I'm rested and I'm ready.
Is that a tan?
No. Yeah, that's my natural color. Hey, listen, coming up at 6:05 this morning, Andrew Roberts, a British historian, will join us. We're going to talk more about the Brexit and what it means, big picture. 7:05, legal analyst Joe DeGeneva. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
I can't believe your support.
Whoa, did you hear that? Martin O'Malley, let me play it again.
I can't believe you're supporting Donald Trump.
Oh, Martin O'Malley can't believe you're supporting Donald Trump, he says, with a condescending chuckle in his voice. That's right. Yesterday on Jake Tapper's State of the Union, our very own Martin O'Malley, our pal, our buddy, our cuddly little ex-governor out of Maryland who couldn't even muster 2% of the vote against a socialist. He was on with Jan Brewer, former governor of Arizona. So here you got these two former governors there. By the way, also on the panel, former attorney general of Virginia, Ken Cuccinelli. So two local heroes there debating, you know, the presidential politics of the day. And the subject was Barack Obama stepping forth and saying of Donald Trump, but without naming him. Don't you love all of these attacks on Donald Trump coming from Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton? They make all these attacks without naming him. Mm-hmm. And the media always says without naming the candidate. Why are they allowing them to do that? Why don't they actually say, are you talking about Donald Trump? Why don't you say Donald Trump's name? This is an old political game that they play, and it's so annoying. But anyway, Barack Obama said, we have no time for bigotry right now with all of the high stakes in our country. No time for bigotry. In other words, Donald Trump is a bigot. In other words, you support a bigot if you're going to vote for Donald Trump. And thus becomes the argument that many people are going to use against you at any given moment. Here, Martin O'Malley, Jan Brewer debating this whole issue from 2 weeks ago about this judge in the Trump University case, because Martin O'Malley is trying to make the case that Donald Trump is racist and Donald Trump, quote, hates Mexicans. Here's the end of that exchange.
I believe that he felt that he was being treated unfairly in regards
because
to this issue.
Because he hates Mexicans?
No.
I can't believe you're supporting Donald Trump, Jan.
Let's take a look. There you go. The condescending laugh. You heard him say, because he hates Mexicans. See, Donald Trump hates Mexicans. And if you support Donald Trump, that means you're a bigot and you're a racist. And Jan Brewer, by the way, for her part earlier in the interview, and we'll play that for you in just a moment, said, I'm sick and tired of this. I'm sick and tired of every time I oppose Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, I'm a racist. I'm a bigot. Let's get to some issues here. Let's get to some facts instead of just calling each other names. I wonder if you're confronting this right now, if this is something that's happening with you because you happen to want to support the nominee of your party, the Republican Party. Are you a racist because of that? And are you getting charged with that? You're a racist then. And now suddenly it's no longer about politics and it's no longer about the best direction for our country. It's no longer about the best candidate for president. It's about you being a racist. 888-630-9625. It's quite a conversation ender, isn't it? 888-630-WMAL. I have dealt with it, Brian. And here's the thing. My response is this. I was a racist when I supported John McCain and Sarah Palin in 2008. I was a racist when I opposed Obamacare. I was a racist when I opposed the trillion dollar bailout package when Barack Obama was first elected. I'm calling it bailout. Stimulus package is the word I was looking for. I was a racist when I supported Mitt Romney. I was a racist when I opposed every bit of legislation that I happened to oppose. I was a racist when I opposed Barack Obama's pullout of Iraq. I'm tired. It doesn't work on me anymore. The word has no meaning anymore. So go ahead, bring it on. Call me a racist. I'm going to vote based on what I think is best for our country. But I wonder if you're dealing with this. What is your response? 888-630-WMAO.
Well, you know, in politics, one of the things that you try to do to your opponent is you try to find one word that defines them, because and that word has to have, of course, a negative connotation. And so they've seized upon the word racist, because that shuts down, as you say, so many conversations. And it's really it's unfortunate, because there are really big issues that need to be discussed in this campaign. There are big issues that have to do with immigration and, rule of law and the president's policies and what's the right way to go forward. These are all meaty, substantive discussions that Americans should be having. And Democrats don't want to have those conversations. So what do? They shut it down with one word, racist. And look, you're right. It's hard right now to be a Republican in some circles, because you're constantly, how can you possibly want to be supportive of Donald Trump because he's a racist? I've had this conversation in some circles. I've had this conversation with a young teenage girl with whom I am intimately familiar, and she's asking the same kind of questions because that's what they're hearing. So here's what I just say: ignore it. Try to bring it back to the topic of what the real issues in this election are, the things that are important. By the way, I want to say that Donald Trump does it too. He basically, and very effectively, and also happens to be accurate, talks about Hillary Clinton as a liar. So the Democrats are going to call Republicans racist, and the Republicans are going to call Hillary Clinton a liar. And that's going to be, I hope that that's not the whole sum and substance of this campaign, but unfortunately, I think for many people it will be.
I'm so sorry to have to do this to you, Brian, but you know, you've been gone for a week. You're a little, just let's be clear on this. Ted Cruz is the liar. Hillary Clinton is crooked.
Okay.
There's a... But I'm just
crooked Hillary
and lying Ted. Yeah, no, you're right.
But he's not a liar anymore.
But here's the interesting. Yes, you do that to your opponent. You don't do that to the swath of millions of people who have voted for him. This is where it gets personal. This is where it gets very disturbing. And this is where the Democrats go way over the line. Forget about going after your opponent, your political opponent. You're going after anybody who would dare vote for them, because if you vote for them, well...
Some tough words from President Obama, calling Donald Trump a charlatan and a flim-flam man. Do you think that this ultimately might hurt him, Donald Trump?
No, I don't believe it. President Obama just always comes tearing after Republicans constantly, calling names and... calling people bigots and racists, and that's their big comeback, and it's absolutely ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, but this is what's happening, and this is what you will have to deal with. I'll have to deal with it. Anyone who is suggesting that they're going to support the Republican nominee. Maybe that's why George Will has decided that he's not a Republican anymore. I mean, there is definitely some safety there, isn't there? Oh, me? No, I'm not a Republican anymore. I'm not going to support that racist. Maybe that's part of what's going on with the Never Trump movement. They don't want to be affiliated with it, that they're sick of being called racist. crisis. Well, we want to hear from you. 888-630-9625. Is this something that's happened to you? Are you tired of it? Do you have a response to it? Have you felt repercussions for voicing your support for the Republican nominee, the presumptive Republican nominee? Give us a call at 888-630-WMAL. We'll also tell you in a moment about a very high-profile sports figure who is supporting Donald Trump, and he is feeling serious repercussions and fallout from it as well. We'll tell you about that so you're not alone. 888-630-WMAL.
Right now it's 5:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Guys, we have a serious crash on DC 295 heading through Southeast DC. This actually has been going on since before midnight. So crews continue to do the investigation. Had a two-car crash, fatal incident. And here's what you need to know. If you're coming southbound DC 295, you are being detoured at the Suitland Parkway. Suitland Parkway is open for business in all directions. If you're coming northbound 295, say off of the Beltway and past the Naval Research Lab, you cannot get any farther than Malcolm X Avenue. Those are your detour points. Now, what I do know from D.C. police, that two cars were involved. One car has already been towed out of there. The second car, they are trying to get it up onto the flatbed right now, but we still see a lot of tape and investigation ongoing. Hopefully, we can get some of these lanes open before we get too thick into the rush hour, and I'll keep you posted. Now, completely different. DC 295 southbound, just past East Capitol Street, getting initial word of a crash there. So if you're coming southbound, approaching East Capitol Street, that's not the backup to the crash. That's a new incident. Out of Frederick, closed westbound 70 because of an accident investigation. Yep, westbound 70 closed at alternate Route 40. Eastbound, you're able to get in Frederick with your eastbound 70 lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, today, cloudy, a possible isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. They say a 30% chance of rain today, a 70% chance of rain tonight. The high today, 89. The low overnight low will be 71. Tomorrow looking like a cloudy day, a high of 89 degrees. And looking on down the week, Wednesday in the mid-80s, Thursday and Friday in the upper 80s. And looking, just take a little peek into the beginning of a holiday weekend. Looks all right. Maybe a possible thunderstorm on Sunday, but nice temperatures in the 90s this weekend. Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees, 517 on WMAL.
And we don't have time for charlatans, and we don't have time for hatred, and we don't have time for bigotry, and we don't have time for flim-flam, and we don't have the luxury of just popping off and saying whatever comes to the top of our heads.
Barack Obama going after Donald Trump there, but again, not naming him. Tapper called it right.
The attack dog in chief on the stump this weekend.
That's right, the attack dog in chief. Jan Brewer's immediate response.
President Obama just always comes tearing after Republicans constantly, calling names and calling people bigots and racists, and that's their big comeback.
Yeah, and she knows a little something about that. Don't forget, you know, her state, led by her in Arizona, pushed forward some pretty tough laws against illegal immigration because, you know, they actually have to deal with the failed policies of this administration and a couple of administrations before it. And remember, she was called racist, and her entire state was called racist. People were going to boycott Arizona, remember, because a family could get stopped on their way getting an ice cream cone and asked to show their papers to the police. Remember when the president said that about their law there? So she knows a little something, and she's had it up to here. In fact, up to there with being called a bigot and a racist. And I want to hear from you if you're done with it as well. Does it even have an effect anymore? To me, the word racist has lost all its meaning the way they have abused the term. In fact, they've used it so much against Republicans voting based on policy that the actual racists no longer get called racist anymore. It actually doesn't even hurt them anymore because, well, we're all racist. David in Fredericksburg, you're on WMAL. Hello, David.
Hey, good morning, David.
Good morning, guys. I actually see it as a compliment when I'm debating people, and that's what they have to resort to. It means I win the argument. If you can't go against the actual facts and the substance of what I'm using, then you lose. It shows that I'm right. The first couple times that I got called, it kind of surprised me, but after that, it didn't bother me at all. And now it's like when people are like, you know, well, that makes you a racist. I'm like, oh, thanks for winning. You know, I won.
Yeah.
You can't combat it. When I say Hillary's lying, I have facts to back it up. Well, when you call Donald Trump a bigot, you don't have any facts. It doesn't meet the definition.
Kind of hard.
The definition of racism either.
Yeah, kind of hard to know what's inside somebody's heart, but it's pretty easy to tell if somebody's broken federal law and has gained millions and millions of dollars for giving 45-minute speeches that she refuses to release transcripts for and the such. But that doesn't mean the people who support her are corrupt. You know, that's the funny thing. You know, you vote for Donald Trump, and whatever negativity sticks to Donald Trump now sticks to you.
That's
like
right.
Stink after wrestling a skunk. Martin O'Malley, by the way, you talk about losing an argument. Well, that's, you know, basically what he did on the air there by jumping right on board here. He said, President Obama doesn't say this about all Republicans, but he does say rightly that Donald Trump is a bigot. Donald Trump is a racist. Donald Trump, in fact, is making fascist appeals. That's why many self-respecting Republicans are not supporting Donald Trump for president. And by the way, that's the other danger of this whole Never Trump move. You know, George Will over the weekend has decided he's no longer a Republican. So now all of your opponents will say, well, geez, Brian, I mean, even George Will can't bring himself to vote for Donald Trump. I mean, George Will, a stalwart conservative, Brian, how can you bring yourself to vote for someone that even George Will can't vote for?
I have very often differed in my opinions from George Will. Just between you and me, I mean, I like George, but I don't always agree with him, and I think he's made a mistake in this particular case. It is a very difficult thing to does put you. There's no way to defend against that argument. I mean, how can people, like you said, how can people know what's in your heart?
You can't prove you're not a racist.
He's a racist. Well, what do you say to that?
Dude, I was married to a non-white woman. I brought four non-white children into this world. Give me a break. But they still call you that.
Yeah.
They're not going to stop you. It's not going to stop them from calling you that. Please, they call black people racist.
Yeah.
If they support Donald Trump. Speaking of that, Herschel Walker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
NFL great.
Yeah.
Running back. Pretty sure he's a black man.
And last I checked.
Last he checked. He was a member of Donald Trump's USFL New Jersey Generals. Remember that team? I love that logo, the five-star logo on the side of the helmet. The great old USFL. He's known Donald Trump since the early 80s in the USFL. He was a cast member of The Celebrity Apprentice. He is supporting Donald Trump, and he is now losing speaking engagements.
Yeah.
He's come out and said, "I'm this is hurting me in the wallet.
Yep.
People are canceling on me because they say I must be racist for supporting Donald Trump.
I have an African-American friend who has put a Trump sticker on her car. And she has been disowned by all her friends. I mean, she catches unmitigated hell for it.
So there you go. That's the answer. I stand by all the black racists out there, like Herschel Walker and Ben Carson. If you're going to call me a racist, then you stand in front of Herschel Walker and call him a racist, too. More of your calls on this in a moment. It's 522.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
You know, summer vacation season is upon us. Is your home protected while you're away? Are you paying $30, $40, $50 a month for your home security monitoring? You know, I just need to say to you once again, why in the world are you doing that? You're just throwing money down the rat hole. Call Ackerman Security Systems. You get monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, carbon monoxide for only $19.95 a month. Ackerman can switch your existing service for free so you can start saving today. And when you switch your service to Ackerman in June, you'll get up to 3 months of monitoring free. But hey, you know, June is running out, so you got to act quickly. 40 years experience. You can trust the professionals at Ackerman, the only company with a guaranteed response time. Security is what they do, and they do it better than anyone else. They've got technology, and if you want to see what's going on in your home simply by looking at your smartphone, they've got it, all the bells and whistles, and it's only a few dollars more. So call Ackerman Security now. Protect your home and family. Make the switch in June. Get 3 months monitoring absolutely free. Here's the number, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Whether it's you or a loved one, struggling with depression can be debilitating. At TMS Neurohealth Centers, we understand, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. With TMS, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. Now accepting most insurance. Treat your depression now. Contact us for your free consultation at hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS Neural Health Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
If you missed it, here's this week's lesson from the retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
It's about having yourself set up almost like a Swiss Army knife, where you can literally pull out the tool that you need to deal whatever comes our way, whether it be political changes, tax changes, changes in Social Security, the markets.
More lessons online at retirementprofessorradio.com. And join us Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL.
It's 5:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, DC 295 Southeast DC, ongoing investigation. This crash happened before midnight. Two cars involved. It was a fatal crash, so that's why it's taking so long, and there's a lot going on at the scene still. They still have one of the vehicles left. DC 295 southbound, shut down at the Suitland Parkway. Northbound, you can get no farther than Malcolm X Avenue. And for 295, as you come off the Beltway, that's where I'm seeing delays already, so we need to think about some options here. And southbound, right now, as you're trying to get past East Capitol Street, that's where you have a completely separate accident. So 295 just at a crawl here, trying to get past Burroughs, down toward Benning, and East Capitol Street with the crash. And then beyond that, you're diverted at the Suitland Parkway. And a heads up, coming off of the freeway and on the 11th Street Bridge, you're forced to go northbound DC 295. Let's go Waldorf, Maryland. Stretch of Mattawoman Beantown Road closed just south of 301 with a serious crash. Frederick, you cannot go westbound past alternate 40. That's where you're diverted. Investigation ongoing. Eastbound side is open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A south breeze around today. Sunshine to fade behind some clouds later with that threat for a few scattered showers and thundershowers. 89, that thunderstorm threat lingers into this evening. Then a chance of showers overnight, a warm 71. Isolated thunderstorms tomorrow, 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees, 527.
Martin.
Governor Brewer.
You know, we need to discuss policy. And every time.
To do that. Let's talk about immigration,
President Obama and Hillary Clinton. Every time you disagree with them, it doesn't matter which subject it is, erase it.
You're racist. That's what Jan Brewer says. And, boy, yeah, that resonated with me. I'm sick of it. What about you, Tom, in the Beltway? You're on WMAL. Go, Tom.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I've found a pretty good way to deal with it, and that is, first of all, I've noticed that it's always my white liberal friends that call me racist. It's never my black friends or my Latino friends that call me that.
Interesting.
But the way I deal with it is pretty easy. I'm married to a Filipino, and I have two half-black grandchildren.
Yeah.
So when they try and call me a racist, I say, looking at my family tree, it doesn't seem to appear I'm a racist.
That's right, Tom. You're right. You have to pull out your wallet and show all the pictures of your family to prove. And that's what's disgusting about it. You actually have to do that to prove that you're not a racist. And that's it. And now we're not talking about taxation and we're not talking about immigration.
That's right.
It's 5:28 on WMAL.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-700-2292. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-2292. That's 1-800-700-2292. 1-800-700-2292.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet for less than a dollar a day. 1-800-400-0806. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 350 procedures, all the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-400-0806. That's 1-800-400-0806. 1-800-400-0806.
Well, coming up in just a moment, we have all the newest Hillary email news. There are new developments there. And what in the world was going on with her calendar? Why were there so many gaps? Also, the Supreme Court, it's its last day of the session. There are three big cases that are pending. We'll give you a preview of that. It's all coming up after the news, 5:30.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. An overnight crash on a critical commuter route into D.C. is causing problems this morning in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie Witten, what's the latest?
Well, they still have everything shut down. Southeast D.C. on D.C. 295. Now, this two-car crash, the investigation, like Bill said, has been going on since before midnight, so many hours into this now. Southbound is shut down at the Suitland Parkway. Northbound is closed. You cannot get past Malcolm X Avenue. And now we have a brand-new crash closing southbound 295. Before that, near East Capitol Street. And I'll have more details on what you should know coming up in traffic.
In a few hours, former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell will find out if he's going to prison. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to issue its ruling in McDonnell's appeal of his corruption conviction. Political analyst Bob Holdsworth says the High Court has several options.
On one hand, they could certainly uphold the decision of the Fourth Circuit that Bob McDonnell should go to jail. Secondly, they could simply overturn the entire law and set Bob McDonnell free. And probably they have some mid-range options as well.
McDonnell was convicted of accepting thousands of dollars in gifts and loans from a wealthy businessman, although McDonnell insists he did nothing wrong. Just days after the UK voted to leave the European Union, the aftershocks are still being felt. Britain's parliament meets today for the first time since the vote, and America's top diplomat is in Europe.
Secretary of State John Kerry meets Monday with European Union leaders in Belgium and with UK officials in London, searching for what he calls a sensible and thoughtful Brexit transition. The shockwaves from the vote are still rippling across the globe. After Friday's plunge, British markets are expected to see more losses.
The great irony of this, we lost more overnight than we paid into the European Union for the last 15 years. Financial services is what runs the city and makes a lot of the wealth that we have in this country.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,401, the NASDAQ at 4708. Sports, the Nets get a win in Milwaukee, their first W in eight tries. The O's beat Tampa Bay again, WNBA, the Mystics win, and 607th-ranked Billy Hurley III wins the Quicken Loans National. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
25 years ago, a woman from Chicago found herself single when her engagement was abruptly called off. She began the search to meet normal, well-educated professionals like herself. Her friends set her up on blind dates. She tried the bar scene and contemplated online dating, but she wasn't comfortable with any of those options. The ideal date, she decided, was a lunch date or drink after work, a fun, laid-back, stress-free way to meet other professional singles. Thus, It's Just Lunch was founded, and the rest is history. Dating can be simple and worry-free. Besides, it's just lunch or a drink after work. To celebrate 25 years of worry-free dates, It's Just Lunch has a special offer for you during the month of June. You have nothing to lose except your single life. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and start dating tomorrow.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a guy over 40 and you want to stay on top of your game, try a sample bottle of GNC's top-selling, award-winning Nugenix. Listen, if you're experiencing lower sex drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting formula. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named GNC's number one-selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting BOOST to 99000. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increase his libido. Enjoy more passion, higher sex drive, improved performance. Be more the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. You want to stay on top of your game, don't you? Then try top-selling, award-winning Nugenix and feel like the best man you can be. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting BOOST to 99000. Again, text BOOST to 99000.
New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C.,
and MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all.
We're celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the Nancy and Harold Zirkin Heart and Vascular Hospital, the first of its kind in Washington, D.C. Patients from across the region and around the country choose MedStar Washington Hospital Center for heart and vascular care. Here they find some of the nation's most experienced specialists, a highly ranked cardiovascular program, and the latest in heart and vascular research. And now with our new hospital, we offer a specially designed setting where the patient experience matches our clinical expertise. It's the Heart and Vascular Hospital of today, for our patients tomorrows. For more information, visit MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Bill, I just got an update from D.C. police on this fatal crash investigation going on D.C. 295. Well, for starters, this has been going on since before midnight. Two-car crash. One car still remains at the scene of this accident. Southbound 295, you were being detoured onto the Suitland Parkway. Northbound 295 at Malcolm X Avenue. Now, just moments ago, they said they hope to have the northbound side of 295 open within 20 minutes. So we're hoping before 6 o'clock. Southbound DC 295, they say it looks like it'll be another hour. So we're looking at about 6:30. So let you know when we get any change there. 295 southbound, separate incident. This is a single car crash. D.C. police tell me they have stopped all traffic. Southbound 295 just past East Capitol Street. So if you're coming off of 50 or the BW Parkway out of Chevrolet, you're just about coming to a standstill right as you get onto 295 to get past this single vehicle crash. Mattawoman Beantown Road, go to Waldorf, Maryland, where Mattawoman Beantown Road northbound side open before you get closed before you get to 301. Southbound side, they are allowing traffic to get by. Virginia 95 northbound at the Prince William Parkway had the crash blocking the right side. They were trying to get to the right shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Roll through a Monday morning with a dry commute in this afternoon. Some of us will get some wet weather, isolated showers to widely scattered showers and thunder showers this afternoon into the evening. In the upper 80s, down to the low 70s overnight tonight. Chance of showers after thunderstorms end early. Chance of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow up near 89 once again. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Manassas, 55 in Bowie, 68 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
538 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk you. You lucky people, you're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up this morning at 6:05, we're going to check in across the pond with Andrew Roberts. He's a British historian. Everyone's got their hair on fire about Brexit, but in the grand scheme of things, is this really a big deal in British history? We'll ask Andrew Roberts. At 7:05, Joe DiGenova will be our guest. Plenty to talk to him about with regard to Hillary Clinton's emails and also some big Supreme Court decisions today. Keep it here. It's Monday morning. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, let's bring you up to date on the latest Hillary Clinton news, and there is a lot to talk about. Here's one that is just absolutely mind-boggling. We've talked a lot about the email server, the private homebrew email server, and whether or not it was a security risk. Well, apparently now comes this as a result of, again, the fine work of the folks over at Judicial Watch. They have come up with an email which shows that in 2010, the State Department temporarily turned off security features in the entire State Department email system for a period of time. And you may say, well, why would they do that? Well, apparently they had to do that because the emails that were coming from the Secretary of State from her private homebrew server were going to the spam filter. In other words, the secretary couldn't communicate with the rest of the State Department because she was using this private email system and it was going to spam where, you know, I probably should have gone. And they had to turn off certain security features so that the secretary's emails could actually arrive in the mailboxes of those people at the State Department she was trying to send messages to.
So you go through the spam filter in your State Department back in 2010, and you're like, okay, we got Viagra, we got Nigerian prince wants to wire money into my account. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Cialis. Wait a minute.
Hold on. Yeah, that's right. So they literally put the entire system at risk. Listen to this. This is a former chief technology officer for the Department of Intelligence. Who said, you're not just putting the Clinton server at risk, but the entire Department of State emails at risk. When you turn off your defensive mechanisms and you're connected to the internet, you're almost laying out the welcome mat for anyone to intrude and attack and steal your secrets. That's not just her system. That's the entire State Department system.
So why are we only hearing about this now? I thought that she released all of her emails, Brian.
She hasn't. She hasn't. She still hasn't released all her emails. It's still, this is the thing about her is that they hold on, they drag their feet, they delay, they're dilatory in everything that they do, and that's just the Clinton way. I mean, I've been watching the Clintons up close since I started covering the Clinton White House back in the president's term, President Clinton's term, and this is just their modus operandi. They just drag their feet on everything.
Well, the answer why we're getting it now is because of Judicial Watch.
Well, that's right.
Thank God for them and their FOIA requests and the lawsuit that they've got over it.
Yeah, and now here's another thing that happened late last week. It has to do with Clinton's official calendar when she was Secretary of State. Associated Press has had a request in for calendar information from Secretary of State Clinton for years. And they've slowly but surely, again, they drag things out. They finally have released to the Associated Press a number of her calendars for certain years. And they have found already, and not all of them have been released, but 75 meetings with officials that were not on her day-to-day rundown of what she was doing. Her official calendar did not had these meetings on there. The one that the public saw, the day book sort of thing, did not have them. And some of these people were people with whom she has had been criticized for meeting with, who were lobbying the State Department, or who made contributions to her family foundations, to her personally. So, and she didn't want that information out there.
These were just personal meetings she was having.
Clinton's calendar listed meetings with 124 business leaders, political donors, and loyalists, but not with 114 others identified by the AP review. Three-year battle. Get this. 3 years to get this information, which ought to be public information available any day you ask for it. 3-year battle uncovered thousands of pages of documents the State Department didn't want brought to light about the Secretary. Conduct.
But they've been so transparent.
That's right. It is now 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq. The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes.
For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
It is 5:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes, first on fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Busy, busy, guys. We've had many problems happening. Let's start DC 295 in the southeast DC. Fatal crash investigation ongoing. This has been going on for hours, since before midnight. However, police say they're hoping within the next few moments to get the northbound side of 295 open by 6:30. They hope to have southbound open. Right now, southbound being detoured at the Suitland Parkway and northbound closure point, Malcolm X Avenue. DC 295 southbound, as you come off of 50 in the BW Parkway, a single vehicle crash past East Capitol Street that last check still had everybody stopped, so that's why you're sitting in the delays there. Let's get you out of Frederick, or try to, as you go west on I-70. Police investigation still detours traffic. Westbound 70 at alternate 40. That's east westbound. Eastbound can get into Frederick. Your lanes are open. Once you do get into Frederick, 270 past the Monocacy, Route 80 Urbana down toward 109, slowing, and Virginia 95 heavy and quiet. Dale City to Woodbridge had to crash at the Prince William Parkway. Should be to the right shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A south breeze around today. Sunshine to fade behind some clouds later with that threat for a few scattered showers and thundershowers. 89, that thunderstorm threat lingers into this evening. Then a chance of showers overnight, a warm 71. Isolated thunderstorms tomorrow, 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees on WMAL.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
It's 5:47 on WMAL. This is the last day of this Supreme Court session, and so there are three big cases which are expected to come down today. Let's start with the one that's closest to home, and that is the case of Bob McDonald, former governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. It probably will be a pretty good day for Bob McDonald if things go as it appears they will go. The High Court heard the case about whether or not prosecutors had overreached and whether or not his conviction should stand. And it seemed at the time, I mean, almost, this is rare, almost everybody who was in that room listening to those arguments walked away with the same sense, that universally across the board, the Supreme Court felt that prosecutors had overreached in that particular case. So if that turns out to be the case, Bob McDonald could get some very good news today. Of course, you never know till the actual rulings come down.
Sure.
But that's the sense of it. And it's unusual for all of the reporting everywhere you see to say that the questioning was quite skeptical of the other side. So that's one to watch watch very closely. And we'll have public, it's a local story, of course.
Oh, sure. But it has huge ramifications,
yes,
though,
it does,
Brian,
right.
This thing. Because if the Justice Department can just decide, well, we interpret these laws to be applied in this way in this corruption case,
right,
then they can interpret any law out of Congress, and that's a major problem.
Well, that's what this administration does. That's, I mean, from day one, that's been the thing about this administration. There's an abortion case that's going to be decided by the high court today. Well, actually, it probably will end in a 4-4 tie if we have this pegged right. It's a case out of Texas that basically, as I understand it, says that in Texas, abortion clinics have to meet certain hospital standards, safety, health standards, and then that the doctors who perform the abortions in these abortion clinics have to be admitted to a local hospital within 30 miles of the actual abortion clinic. That has effectively reduced the number of abortion clinics in Texas by about half. And so the question is, are those standards legal? And if it's a 4-4 tie, the lower court will prevail, and that means that Texas law will stand, although the issue seems to be unresolved. It will also stand in other nearby states that have similar laws. So that is one of the big cases that's coming down today. Then there's you had something.
Well, I just wanted to say, I don't know if it's going to be 4-4. Everyone's watching Kennedy on this one.
Really?
Yeah. And Kennedy has, and his questions, apparently, according to a lot of SCOTUS reporters, suggested that Kennedy might sort of move back from what had been a somewhat stalwart position on this issue. So be careful on this one.
Yeah, okay. And then also there's a gun case that is under consideration. Two men from Maine are challenging their convictions for possessing guns under federal law because federal law says that if you've been convicted of domestic violence, you can't own a gun. They're saying, well, hold it. Our things were incredibly minor. They shouldn't qualify under this. And the high court is going to decide whether or not this law should stand. Again, I got no sense of where this one is going to go. If I had to make a guess, I'd say it's probably going to be another 4-4 tie.
Well, which, if that's the case, just like last week's rulings not the affirmative action case, but on the illegal immigration case
the way,
and the president's decision.
I'm so glad to see that fall the way of the Texas the lower court.
Well, but it's not a final decision. And, of course, if Hillary Clinton becomes president, like all these other 4-4 ties, she will make sure that she puts a judge in there that will swing it the way for the liberals rather than for the conservatives on the court. Joe DiGenova is a former U.S. attorney for the Department of Justice, and he will join us here at 7:05 to talk through his take on all of these Supreme Court decisions we're expecting later today.
Right now, time for El Rushbo. It's 5:51.
When congressional Democrats staged their latest fundraiser, the sit-in on the House floor, they sang the civil rights anthem, We Shall Overcome. When they ended the sit-in, they sang it again to the drive-by cameras. But nobody asked them, what are they trying to overcome? In the 1960s, when the Democrat Party enforced decades-old Jim Crow laws, it was clear what had to be overcome. America acted. We overcame state-sponsored segregation put in place by Democrats. Our civil rights laws were expanded to include equal opportunity in housing, in voting, education, jobs, public accommodations, and much more. So what were the Democrats supposedly trying to overcome last week? The Constitution. They tried to force through a measure that would have stripped Second Amendment rights without due process from people whose names were on a government list. Now, here are some other things Democrats are trying to overcome. They want to overcome immigration laws to continue to shelter illegal immigrants in sanctuary cities at taxpayer expense. They want to overcome efforts to defund Planned Parenthood so they can continue to abort and harvest body parts from the unborn. They want to overcome education reform at the behest of the powerful teachers' unions that fund Democrat campaigns. And they want to overcome the supposed mass incarceration of criminals who turn blue cities in America into killing fields. But if America is going to survive, we must overcome the Democrat Party.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, founder and owner of Blindster.com. When purchasing blinds, a popular option is to buy them from a home improvement warehouse. There you can buy ready-made blinds right off the shelf. In a recent price shop, a ready-made 2-inch faux wood blind in a very common size was approximately $42 plus tax. At Blindster.com, we sell a comparable 2-inch faux wood blind for just $34 with free shipping. And at Blindster, all of our blinds are custom-made to your specifications, handcrafted and delivered to your door in about 2 weeks. Plus, for any reason, if your blinds don't fit, we'll remake them in a different size free of charge. All you pay for is the price difference, if any, and shipping. In addition, we have a 60-day satisfaction guarantee and a limited lifetime warranty on almost everything we sell.
Visit Blindster.com today and check out our new faux wood plantation shutters. And for Rush listeners only, receive 30% off your entire order. Just enter code RUSH30 at checkout. Go to Blindster.com. That's BLINDSTER.com. Blindster.com.
Hi, I'm Carl Daikeler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing new way you can start losing weight for free right now. You've probably seen our workout DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. We just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform, Beachbody On Demand. So while we're testing out this new digital video service, I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. That means you can lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, even 30 pounds without paying a dime. Text the word trial to 303030, and you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, or any of over 400 workouts for free. Now here's the catch. In return, all I ask is you let us know what you think of the service so we can make Beachbody On Demand the best fitness and weight loss site ever created. Just text trial to 303030 and get started for free right now. Again, text trial to 303030.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day free trial. Cancel anytime.
It is 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Brian, we've had a change on DC 295. Now open is northbound 295. You can get past Malcolm X Avenue. Now this closure has been ongoing since the crash before midnight. Had two cars involved, fatal incident. Southbound still remains closed, but now DC police say they're hopeful within 15 minutes they can get those southbound lanes open right near the Suitland Parkway. Also, DC 295 southbound past East Capitol Street for the single car crash that had all traffic stopped. Mattawoman Beantown Road, Waldorf, Maryland. Northbound before you get to 301, now traffic alternating on each direction to get by the scene of the crash involving a dump truck. And from Maryland, westbound 70 out of Frederick being detoured at alternate Route 40 with the police investigation. Eastbound 70 open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a Monday morning. Tune in featuring dry weather this afternoon. A few of us get a few showers, a few thunderstorms rolling around. 89 with a south breeze around. Those thunderstorms will linger into early tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees. It is 5:56.
Steven Matz.
Fastball's going to strike him out.
The Mets rookie looked like an ace in May. Daniel Murphy.
Murphy launches one.
In a division race that's heating up, has anyone been hotter? Rookie flash versus veteran flair. Catch everything. Nationals Mets. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Messin.
Ain't baseball great?
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune into The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
Whether it's you or a loved one, struggling with depression can be debilitating. At TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. With TMS, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. Now accepting most insurance. Treat your depression now. Contact us for your free consultation at hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauve, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Your yard is your kingdom. So when mosquitoes invade, you want more than candles and zappers.
You want warriors like us.
We're Terminix, an elite force of anti-mosquito professionals.
We're armed with 85 years of successful missions against pests and termites.
Terminix will design a custom battle plan for defending your yard, and it starts with a free mosquito estimate. Call 1-800-900-6118.
Our one-of-a-kind mosquito control formula delivers far more than a defensive barrier or repellent. It actually kills mosquitoes where they live.
It's a breakthrough in mosquito control with a natural active ingredient. It's eco-friendly and safe for use around people and pets.
It can eliminate more than 90% of mosquitoes in treated areas in 2 to 3 weeks.
Then we'll come back once a month during the mosquito season to keep them down.
Defending your yard is a big job.
So go big. Go Terminix Mosquito Service.
Defend your yard by calling Terminix, America's leading provider of termite and pest control. For your free mosquito estimate, call 1-800-900-6118. 1-800-900-6118.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Coming up on WMAL.
We'll give you the latest on the campaign trail, including some speeches, some polls from Trump and from Hillary.
And we'll also talk to a British historian about the Brexit and what it all means big picture. It's all coming up in the next hour right here on WMAL.